Love street style? Check out our online exclusive Slug Style feature. We profile community members with some serious flair and panache.
Shh, are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves.
Someday I won't feel like an idiot, banging my head against the east wall.
Hi, my name is Mason Evan Runs Through the Third, and I am in the folk punk band Wounded Knee, along with a drummer named Nick Hansen. We play folk music, as the best way to describe it is it's rooted in traditional Americana with a really heavy punk and emo influence. I tend to write about Native American social justice issues, but I also write a lot about mental health. I'm diagnosed with depression and anxiety, and that influences a lot of what I write, and I firmly believe that life is political, and so I write about that.
Across the Great Plains, war-painted sweet grass got me so confused. Who am I supposed to be? Supposed to be to you.
I had some really bad experiences with trying to play music in Montana. The bigger cities, they were about 2 hours away, and I couldn't really go much further than that. And those end up being, you know, quote unquote, they're not really border towns, but they are. And you deal with a lot of racism on the border towns to the reservation. Like, our border town was only, like, 45 minutes away. But, like, there's so many reservations in Montana that it feels like everything's kind of... You're either on reservation or off reservation. And that's the mentality people have. And it's really toxic towards the Native community. Going to, like, Great Falls or Kalispell, there's just something in the air, you can feel it. That there's this hostility towards Natives there. So when I was in Provo, I wrote a lot. I wrote a lot of music. I did a lot with my music because I was really involved with the underground. I was playing shows probably once or twice a month even. So I had a lot to do. But up there, I just didn't really have anything to do. I have a hard time working on my music when I don't have anybody to share it with. There was a lot of inspiration, but not a lot of motivation to do with anything with it. I haven't lived on my reservation since I was 6. I worked as an AmeriCorps Vista doing marketing stuff for them for one of the tribal programs for a year. And that was like my full service of AmeriCorps. The Blackfeet Reservation has a 75% unemployment rate. There aren't jobs. There's no money. There's nothing out there. There wasn't any place to play music. I've played at this bar in Great Falls, and my music's not bar music. They didn't book anybody else to play the show. Like, it was just me. There was almost nobody there, which, like, I expected. You know, I've played to empty rooms before. It's not a big deal. But the real problem was that there was this guy there who was, like, just super drunk and just, like, heckling me the whole time and just being real. Like, I don't deal well with confrontation. And this guy was just saying some real racist and horrible things during my whole set. And it just really got to me. Like, I just finally stopped playing and I just packed up and I left. And I just remember, like, I went home that night. Like, I went to the place we were staying at and I just broke down. I just was crying all night. It was the first glimpse I had of being able to do something with my music in Montana, and it went like that, and it was just awful. So I drove 2 hours to go to an open mic, just because I was hoping I'd meet somebody there that would want to do something, and was just another awful experience. Going to a bar, we're walking in, and these dudes, like, said some stuff to my wife. And, like, I didn't even feel like I could say anything back or do anything about it. Because, like, they were just these huge biker dudes. And so we just kind of tried to brush it off, and we tried to do this thing. But I walked into the bar, and it was just, like, big-ass U.S. flag hanging up on the wall. That always makes me uncomfortable. Because it usually means I'm in, like, a pretty conservative place. At the very least, it usually means that they're pretty conservative. At worst, it usually means that they're, you know, proto-fascist. And you never know which one it is. And even the kind of conservative, you know, Bush Republican kind of thing, even those guys can be awful. Especially when you're playing music like mine, where I'm specifically talking about the mistreatment of Native American people.
Just keep your head down. Road looks longer on an empty stomach.
So I was kind of scared. I got up, I played a couple songs. It went okay, but I was just so off-put by the whole thing. It was just, it just, like, broke my heart, because I just didn't feel like it was a safe place for me to be playing music. I didn't even feel like I could play my music in Montana anymore, and then I was just, like, done trying. I've got a drummer now. His name's Nick. That's been, like, just that in and of itself. Like, Wounded Knee, I'd always hoped would be a band. I'd always hoped it'd be a group project and not just a solo project. And just, like, out of necessity and just, like, out of not being able to find the right people to, like, play this specific kind of music where you have to be familiar with traditional, like, Americana-type music. You have to be familiar a little bit with country, like, old country. And then on top of that, you have to be familiar with, like, punk and, like, emo and, like, what all entails, like, playing that kind of style. And you have to be able to take all of that and put it all together.
But we won't be invisible anymore.
Wounded Knee's been around for, like, 5 years now, and I haven't really found people to play with. But yeah, I met this kid, Nick. He's super young. I'm 31 and he's 19. This is, like, his first time ever being in, like, you know, quote unquote, like, a real band. The first show we played together, that was his first real show. Like, his first time ever playing the kind of music he wanted to play at a show. It was awesome. And it was super cool, like, to watch, like, he just, like, lit up. He got a bunch of people to come to the show, like, who weren't familiar, like, with the Salt Lake DIY scene. Like, his older brother and his sister came. And they're, like, super into, like, pop punk and stuff, but, like, they'd never been to, like, a DIY show. And so it was really cool, because, like, on top of, like, him, like, introducing him to all this stuff, he brought in a bunch of people that, like, got to be in on this stuff and see what it's like. The bands we were playing with, they were my friends. You know, we played with Choice Coin. Like, it was just super, super cool. Like, it was, like, a show where it was just, like, a bunch of, like, the community that I got to be a part of, and he got to see that. Playing with him has just been really exciting. I think there's a part of it that's even, like, exciting just because, like, I get to see this young guy get introduced to, like, DIY and, like, to that sense of community that I've known. Seeing that, like, through fresh eyes again, it's just really exciting. Like, being involved with DIY has been, you know, it's super cliche, but it's family, and it's something that's so, so important to me. And so it's really cool to get to see that kind of, like, that little tiny bit of flame start up with him and see that he can be a part of this, and, like, teaching him that, like, being a part of this isn't as hard as people sometimes, I think it is. And yeah, it's made me excited about my music again.
Digging too much made the mountains fall. Can't you see that the river is poison? This is something that affects us all. Can't you see that the earth is dying? Digging too much made the mountains fall.
You're about to hear a track called Holy Fire. This song deals with being biracial, specifically being half white and half Native American, but also how it's affected my mental health and my relationship with the world around me and with my own father and the things that I see in him and the things I see in myself.
You'll know that we're still here. Another one is ready to take its place. And I was the unwanted child of holy and fire water, an unnatural disaster, an all-American failure. Don't worry, I hate me too. Guess I'm just like my father. Been trying to get over this, but it just gets harder and harder. Growing up not knowing who I was or who I was supposed to become. Well, I've been living dangerously in search of a place all of my own. And my head is full of punk rock songs, dream catchers, and buffalo skins. A full-blooded American, the results of Columbus and 100 million dead. And I was the unwanted child of holy and fire water. Unnatural disaster, an all-American failure. And don't worry, I hate me too. Guess I'm just like my father. Been trying to get over this, but it just gets harder and harder and harder and harder. I was the unwanted child of holy and fire water, an unnatural disaster, an all-American failure.
Find us at Bandcamp at woundedkneepunk.bandcamp.com. Also on Instagram at woundedkneepunk. We have a show coming up March 10th at the Beehive with No Lungs and Sore Eyes from Arizona and Savage Daughters and Captain Daniel and the Sunnybrook Sailors. If you enjoyed this episode of Soundwaves, please take 60 seconds to rate and review us on iTunes.
Want Slug Magazine to come to you? Enjoy Slug Magazine all year long, no matter where you are. We offer subscription services to the United States for just $35 a year. Visit slugmag.bigcartel.com to sign up for your Slug Magazine subscription.